This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Just a couple of minutes after 5 o'clock, the league year in the NFL has begun, and Aaron Rodgers has taken all Giant fans and he put them in the vortex. You're waiting. You're hoping. Is he going to be a Giant? Is he going to be a Steeler? Is he going to just make you wait for another week or two? So here we are, an hour in to the Aaron Rodgers free agency in the new league year. Tiki's already said he's done with him. You're ready to move on. Sean has already said he's dead to him. But yet, you wait and you hope that maybe Aaron Rodgers decides to stay in the New Jersey area and remain with the New York Giants. We will keep you posted, but now I'm starting to think that he will not make a decision this week. You will be on the island somewhere, Sean, because he's going on vacation. And so when Aaron Rodgers
maybe
decides...
Maybe he'll run into him.
When Aaron Rodgers decides, we'll have to ask Fake Sean his opinion, and I can't wait to hear that.
Could Fake Sean also record a podcast if need be, too?
Fake Sean, I know you're very excited for tomorrow and Friday. Would you be available to record a podcast, One Giant Step?
Well, even though I'm not a real person, and therefore I can't accept real cash, I just gotta say this, you better pay me to do that One Giant Step podcast!
Sounds like you gotta pay him, Sean.
There you go.
All right, well, we'll $1,000. And then he's like,
$1,000. Here's your Cinco.
Cinco de Fivo with Evan and Tiki on The Fan.
Cinco de Fivo is brought to you by Helix Wireless, connecting everything, everywhere, and by Mercedes-Benz of Morristown. Visit us online at 888thebenz.com. All right, look, Aaron Rodgers has led me down this path. No matter the sport, I'm giving you, in my opinion, the five biggest rooster teases in free agency history.
Rooster teases. I'm very creative on your part.
All right, here we go.
Here we go!
Number five.
This didn't work against me, number five, but it worked against other baseball fans. It's Alex Rodriguez's free agency, specifically because he opted out during the World Series. Could you imagine the drama pig of being a team thinking maybe he will leave the Yankees and having that attention on the World Series? I think of it differently in this town as a Yankee fan. Right?
Yeah, at the time when he did that, I think there was still a belief, despite what Brian Cashman had said publicly, that they were going to keep him, that it was all just a negotiating ploy. The first A-Rod free agency was a rooster tease for me and Met fans.
Right. That's true.
Because he wanted to be a Met, right?
He wanted to be a Met, and his nickname early in his career was literally Shay-Rod because he grew up as a Met fan. And so when that didn't happen, that to me was like the biggest tease as a Met fan.
But before you go further here, we talked about something that Evan has to do with his son where he has to look up something, a number, and now you put rooster tease out there, so Jet's going to have to Google what rooster tease is now.
He doesn't listen to the show. We got nothing to worry about.
Yeah. All right, thank God. Yeah. Man, don't put all your eggs in one basket.
Number four.
I think that's a hen, though, isn't it?
Yes, they...
Well, stop henning and hawing over here. Where are we at? What number?
The rooster has sex with all.
Okay.
Yes, exactly.
Four for me is Juan Soto. I mean, Juan, you could have started off day one and said, Steve, what's the blank check look like? You dragged this out, and worst of all, you ruined the end of a football Sunday that mostly the football teams ruined for us anyway. And then I had to go on the stupid Rico Bronya with a hood over my head and cry. That was a rooster tease.
Yeah, well, to Juan's credit, it moved pretty quickly. Like, that was done before the winter meetings began. And I know in football terms and basketball terms, that's a long time. But in baseball, getting that done on December 8th, that's pretty good.
Maybe it felt like forever because working here and living it as a Yankee fan, it felt like the free agency went on for 12 months.
Yeah, it definitely did. As soon as he signed with the Yankees, it felt like he was in free agency for the Mets.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, here we go.
Number three.
Step right up. It's Aaron Rodgers this year. Dude, you're 41. 3 days and what could become 4, 5, 6, 7 days is like 45 to 60 days in baseball free agency. This is, I mean, he's going to be passing Jordan Montgomery soon in football, in baseball years.
It's why I'm starting to think he's going to push this off even further. Mm-hmm. In fact, after you're done with the Cinco.
I think you're right, Evan.
After you're done with the Cinco, we're going to do an official short-term prediction on when Aaron Rodgers does make his decision. Not even where he's going. We've already done that. But the when on Aaron Rodgers.
Good. Technically, you're still in. You said you were dead. Your prediction where he would land.
My prediction was retire. Yeah.
Was dead.
Yeah.
But what happens if the Steelers sign somebody else, the Giants sign somebody else, the Minnesota Vikings to say, yeah, you know, we're good with JJ.
Or if Aaron Rodgers is going to retire and he's doing this for one last bang, one last story, one last tease, and he already knows, I'm retiring. What the hell? I'm not doing this. I'm playing for Brian Daboll.
I'm pumped to do the short-term game because I think I have it now. All right, here we go.
Number two.
It's Yamamoto last year. Remember the whole the Yankees held the number for Japanese culture? You talk about pigs. He knew the whole time he was going to play with Ohtani.
You know what? You know what?
Dance with every New York team.
You could have got rid of that whatever. I was going to blue, you know what? Easily. Just listen to me.
Oh, I got what you meant by the blue uniform. Okay. Yeah.
Tiki was warning us, like, stop. He's not coming to the Mets. He's not coming to the Yankees. He's going to the Dodgers. And ultimately, you were
it
right.
was. Still a tease. And last but not least.
Number one.
The biggest Rooster tease of all time. Knicks fans maybe felt this a little bit.
Oh, definitely. Yeah, go
Come
ahead.
On. The LeBron decision. Yeah. And imagine being a Cleveland fan. My God. He turned it into a freaking TV show. Then in hindsight, I think I respect more as the years go on. But, I mean, come on.
Why do you respect it more?
You know why? Because at least I knew for, what was it, a couple days we found out he was going to do the TV show? I didn't have
and
to
And it was local. It was up in Connecticut.
I knew a time and place this was happening. So as much as that screwed over Cleveland fans, dash Knicks fans' hearts, at least I knew when we got to that point, all right, this is getting done.
Relative
here.
To Favre. Aaron Rodgers. Right
I have
now.
Spent 3 days with my fingers clicking. I'm done looking at Twitter and X.
Well, I think you hit on it because you didn't know the end date. And at least in LeBron's case, when it was announced he was going to actually do a TV show, which I still think is a brilliant idea. And I've encouraged this before, especially for baseball because they need it more than any other sport.
Definitely.
They should have TV shows where you announce your reveal, where you announce where you're going.
I can't believe I'm going to say this. This year, the Rico was the closest thing we've gotten since the decision. Juan Soto wasn't there, but Lugi, Sal, and Evan were there, and we got it in real time.
Well, what we got is that
That was just luck. You didn't...
Well, it's sort of
That's
luck.
That's right, Tiki. Right. Take him out at the knees. Tell me it was just luck.
No, it was sort of luck, because I was doing that podcast as a Juan Soto wait party.
Right.
But I didn't know he was going to sign. I'd say there was an idea, though. He was signing before the winter meetings. So we had an idea that it was going to go down soon.
Yeah.
And there was a chance it would happen.
So you likely might have, you would have had to do it every day.
Yeah, I think if it would. So that night, I think I would have stopped it if I didn't get the indication, because there were multiple tweets of Soto's making a decision at any moment.
Yeah.
So I was like, all right, let's just stay on.
Right.
If it didn't happen that night, we would have done it the next night.
Right.
You knew you were within like a day or two of it actually happening. In the case of Aaron Rodgers, I'm not sure. In fact, let's hope it.
Especially after Schefter says no team, Giants, Vikings, or Steelers have any idea and have not communicated with it.
So with that said, we've all made our predictions on where Aaron Rodgers will go. Let's make specific predictions on when the Rodgers announcement will come out. So would you like to go first, T?
I will.
Go ahead.
I think Aaron Rodgers will decide on Friday as a news dump at 6:04.
6:04. So Friday, March 14th at 6:04 p.m.
I'll be nice and drunk around then.
Sean Morash.
Oh, I got it, baby. Aaron Rodgers will announce it right as the Selection Sunday show starts Sunday night to upstage college basketball.
Wow.
I didn't even think it.
Could you imagine that?
Take the whole sports world focuses on college basketball for those 2 hours for the tournament.
That's
he will upstage
it. That's kind of genius.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Genius.
That would be genius. And it would upstage it. Like,
no,
as much as we
it.
All love the tournament and filling out brackets and all that crap, like, yes, it would blow it away. Tommy Lugauer.
So I'm somewhat sharing a brain with Sean. Aaron Rodgers on Pat McAfee's show will announce his decision Tuesday, March 25th.
March 25th? So yeah. You're saying it's another 2 weeks?
He's going to go into the darkness again. He's going to do like a mini retreat. He's going to make a whole big
schmoz
out of it.
How is that anything like what Sean said? Sean said Sunday.
Uh-huh.
You said 2 weeks from now.
Oh, you're losing your fastball here.
Yeah.
Why'd you pick Sunday?
Selection Sunday.
What is that Tuesday?
Tuesday?
What's coming up that week?
I think you have the wrong March date, dude.
Opening day is like 3 days later.
No, yeah. That's the championship.
No. But opening day, baseball that week
baseball?
Is coming back. Baseball. Everybody's going to be thinking about baseball, and Aaron Rodgers will carve out a Tuesday.
That was a stretch.
On Tuesday when baseball starts Thursday? Barely people care about when baseball starts on
Thursday.
Oh,
shut up.
I agree. You should have just said Thursday, March 27th, like opening day.
Well, I should just give my list.
Or the Thursday next week at noon.
Or you could just figure out where I'm going with that.
I don't know where you're going with
that. He's doing it a couple of days. Well, first of all, I think he always goes on Tuesdays on McAfee. That's why I did that.
I figured it out. Tommy and Mikal Bridges have a lot in common. Too many minutes played for Tommy. You guys want guys' thoughts?
I'm going to go with, like, I thought it was going to happen today. I thought, like, we'd get some kind of decision to tonight.
The league year, they announced, like, I don't know what the Jets announcing that they're going to release him post-June 1 does.
But,
I don't think it matters for other teams signing him. It matters for what the Jets' accounting purposes for
right,
salary cap.
Right,
like,
right.
It doesn't do anything for the Steelers or the Giants or the Minnesota Vikings to know how the Jets are releasing him. But they know is that he's released.
Yes.
And, you know, maybe officially he can't ink the contract until June 1st, but at least you'll know the deal. He can announce it now.
Right.
So I thought you were right about today because the league year starts and he's officially released and he can negotiate with other teams. But the tampering period kind of tells you nowadays what's going to happen.
Yeah.
And the fact that we didn't hear anything in the tampering period other than who the suitors were, that this is going to last for a long time, I think.
Well, not too long, because you have 2 days from now, unless you consider that a long time.
That's for NFL free agents.
Yes, you're right. That is a long time.
Dude, everybody's going to be signed by
this. No, you're right. You're right.
I mean, you're getting the Stone Forsythes that are signing right now.
Right.
Who started 14 games in 4 years and was hurt last year.
You're getting the second wave of free agents.
Exactly.
Yeah. Speaking of which, by the way, DeMarcus Lawrence has left Dallas to go to Seattle.
How about that?
Wow.
Look at that. Boy, the Cowboys have had some offseason so far.
Well, they can't pay anybody.
Yeah, no, I get you. And they got to pay their own guys. They've already paid Dak a lot. They have to restructure with him. They got to pay Marcus Parsons.
Lawrence was their own guy.
Yeah. I'm going to go with...
that's a big one.
I was leaning towards your Friday one, March 14th, because I do think it'll happen. Mm-hmm. I don't think it's going to be 2 weeks. Right. I think that'd be crazy. I think I'm going to go
in time
with...
for the government shutdown.
That's right. He's timing it out for that, actually. You know what? Screw it. I'm going with tomorrow. I think Sean's gone. He's not going to be able to talk about it, and I think it's going to happen right before our show starts, Thursday, March 14th at 1:12 p.m. So you'll get a live reaction from the midday show. We'll be on within an hour, and Sean's, you know, God knows what you're doing. Aren't you on the beach?
My flight lands at noon tomorrow.
Oh, that's going to be rough for you.
Phone's going off, too.
Sorry about that.
Tough.
Yeah, so I'm going Thursday, Teak's going Friday, Sean's going Selection Sunday, and Loogie's going in 2 weeks, March 25th, a few days before baseball's opening day. Mm. Let's go to Jared in Staten Island. How are you, Jared?
What's up, guys? Thanks for taking the call.
What's up?
First of all, love the show.
Thank you, man.
Second of all, I think Mikal Bridges is 100% correct. I'd rather take 4 more losses or 5 more losses and have a rested team in the playoffs than have a tied team in the first round.
No, I get you.
Yeah.
And the other thing
it makes no sense to me.
The other thing you get from that is the potential, as Loogie talked about, to developing some of the young players on your team by giving them opportunities. Sometimes the only way to get better is to play.
Yeah.
Doesn't mean it's going to work. Right. It just means they could get more opportunities.
And I don't think we're saying that these bench players are going to get developed in 2 weeks and all of a sudden be viable for a championship run for the Knicks, but at least they get experience playing the game. And it's half of it is just the wind, like knowing how to control your emotions in a game and control your wind, like your energy.
It'll be interesting to see how Tom Thibodeau reacts to this, because he can be a very bitter man. Mm. And so there's a possibility that tonight...
What's he going to do?
I'll lay it out for you. Tonight in Portland against the Trailblazers, he benches Mikal Bridges' ass in the fourth quarter. He says, oh, okay, you don't want to play? All right, sit there. But Landry, you love Landry Shamet? Okay. All right, you sit right there. Landry will play. How you doing? He's the one guy whose minutes goes down, Mikal Bridges. Right. Everyone else plays 48 minutes. Meanwhile, Thibodeau's sitting there like, all right, skinny man. Here's what I'll do for you. We'll see. We'll keep an eye on it tonight. The Knicks are in Portland against the Trailblazers. Another late night tip. Joey's in Massapequa. What's up, Joey?
Yo, what's up, boys?
All's good, dude.
I mean, I can't be the only one. We're getting a little tired of Rodgers' games. Obviously, Russ will be the consolation paired either with the kid, but I want to know, where are the Jameis Winston rumors? I mean, the guy, I don't care, 30 and 30? When was the last time a Giants quarterback threw 30 touchdowns? I mean, I don't understand. How is he not rumored? The guy is a fine backup, an elite backup. Roll him in with a kid. He's not stupid. He can lead. He knows how to lead a rookie, teach him the league and the ropes. It's like insulting. It's annoying. Winston's a baller. What are we doing?
Your thoughts,
no rumors.
Yeah. Jameis Winston, no rumors.
No,
why?
I mean, look, he is a old school definition of the phrase gunslinger. That is caution to the wind. If at times I got to be reckless, I'm gonna be reckless, and it's awesome, but it is frustrating as hell.
Well, he's going to turn the ball over a lot. That's his biggest 100%. Issue.
And now, if you have a great defense and you can survive that, that's one thing. And we don't know that that's the case with the Giants yet. So I think the worry is, yes, he'd be exciting. It'd be fun football to watch, for sure. But he's going to cost you games. Like he's going to lose games for you.
Yeah.
And it sucks to have to say that about him, but history tells you that that's fact.
I also wouldn't get worried about the lack of rumors because I think he probably signs in the second wave of free agents. I know we've seen some backups already get signed, but he's waiting. There's still a game of musical chairs. The Pittsburgh Steelers, the New York Giants, potentially the Minnesota Vikings, the Cleveland Browns. There's still a bunch of teams that are going to add a quarterback.
Right.
And so if you're Jameis Winston, maybe you wait and you see, especially a team like the Giants, because the Giants are clear. It's been very clear what's gone on in this offseason. They targeted Matthew Stafford. They did not get him. They're targeting Aaron Rodgers. We'll see. They obviously have a level of interest in Russell Wilson because they're meeting with him on Friday. Russell Wilson's meeting with the Browns tomorrow. The Giants on Friday. They met with him last year. So there's a level of interest in Russell Wilson. If they miss out on all of those guys, then who knows? Maybe Jameis Winston makes a lot of sense. 2024 Sean Morash wanted Jameis Winston. Did you know that, Sean, that you used to want him?
I wanted him last year, yes.
He wanted him last year.
Have I not been consistent? I turned on him after watching Hard Knocks. I've said it 40 times.
And then what happened? Now you don't want him anymore?
Well, I always do the turnover thing. He just came across as somebody it felt like the Browns internally were like, okay.
He got annoyed with how much he talks.
Yes, it got very annoying. And I could see how that could wear on a locker room.
So do you think that wears on a locker room more than let's ride? That's Russell Wilson. Down 45-6.
I think that wears on a locker room, too. There's just a little more winning pedigree. Look, I don't
so you're
want
going,
Scott. What do you want me to tell you? I'm picking the best of the bunch.
Here's what I want you to do, because you're going away for a few days. We're not going to bother you on your vacation.
Yeah, sure.
By the way, you pick some great times to go on vacation. Last year, he goes on vacation in the middle of like a Ranger
playoff. Oh, you're walking
series.
Into a hornet's nest right now, my friend. He's going to yell at you.
Yell at me? What
yeah,
I do?
And he should, by the way.
Okay, what I do?
Go ahead, Sean, yell at him.
Well, I don't know. 10 months ago when I went away during the Rangers playoffs, you were right, so you can't be going away. And you came back to me and said, you know what? Me and T are going to take a bunch of days off the summer. You know what's a good time for you to go away? Around February, March.
I'll just say this working
so
with
I
Evan.
Do that.
Yeah.
I follow my college professing schedule, go away at spring break, and now you go, boy, what a time.
No,
to go away.
I don't think you did
and,
that.
By the way, waited 3 days after free agency so to take the full week, and this pig still isn't signed.
No, hold on, Sean. I don't disagree that you picked a great date to go away. Like, in theory, it sounds great.
Right. Back before opening day here.
It just isn't. It's not working out because here's Aaron Rodgers sitting in free agency, and you're gone.
And you know what?
So I'm not saying you, on the calendar, picked the wrong date. It was great in thought, but think about what you're now missing. There's got to be a part of you that's like, boy, this sucks.
Are your kids off right now?
Nah, but school is, you know, for the peasants, Teague. You know the deal. Here's the truth, though. You know what I've realized as we approach my vacation? The Giants have done enough ruining my life for the last decade, okay? Mm-hmm. Aaron Rodgers has done nothing but bring annoyance to my life for the last 2 years, both professionally and, you know, whatever, watching football-wise. Russell Wilson exhausts me. So you know what? I've gotten to the point, I'm not going to let any of the three bother me for 5 days. Nice. I'm going to sit my fat ass down in the sand, I'm going to drink tequila, and I'm going to be left the hell alone. And when I come back Wednesday, whatever the dust has settled, you get whatever podcast you get whatever show you get,
but wait,
and let's
hold.
Go.
Are you gonna
let's ride.
Keep, are you going to keep updated on the situation?
Nah.
There's no way.
I'm out. Phone's going on airplane mode. No emergencies.
But Sean.
A family member could drop dead. I won't find out till Wednesday.
But Sean. Well,
your wife will tell you.
Yeah, right.
It's a good point.
I know you well enough. Like me. Yes, you want to turn off. And I was able to at times, but not when there's something major around my franchise.
When were you able to turn off?
You guys complimented me last Friday or the Friday
but
before?
No, I didn't. And I got mad at them for complimenting you.
Oh, well, okay. So it's not about you. They complimented.
They did.
Well, they
so
were
there you
wrong
go.
In their compliments.
You'll get me 2.5 hours Saturday night when I take the phone off airplane mode to stream the Ranger Blue Jacket
wait,
game
so
to the hotel.
Saturday
TV.
Morning, you will still not know what the Giants do if they make a move like tomorrow afternoon?
I come back to life for a Ranger Blue Jacket game 2.5 hours. I'm back out of it.
Teak, think you gotta call BS.
You will
on
not
this.
See a single tweet from me once that plane takes off.
Okay, what about a text?
Nope. Mm. Shutting it down.
So do you want to?
Matter of fact, I'm blocking all three of your numbers.
Smart. All right, so before this continues, then, give us your Cinco de Shono on your quarterback preferences. It's like the guy who can't come to the fantasy draft, so he asks his friend to draft for him. Just give me your rankings so we know what to do or how you feel based on what happens.
And we can tell fake Tom, fake Sean.
Yeah, fake Sean needs that information. So your top choice at quarterback is
Aaron
number
Rodgers.
Five.
Aaron Rodgers.
No, start the other way.
Oh, you want me to start
number
five?
Number five.
No, number one.
Wait, no.
Five.
Yeah, I should do it the sink.
Oh, you want to do it back.
Here we go!
Number five.
Gosh, Joe Flacco. Look, he's got Super Bowl pedigree. He's played in this town before, but he's totally washed in a statue.
Number four.
Jameis Winston, because at least Sundays will be exciting.
Number three.
Gardner Minshew. Let's embrace the stash.
Number two.
Russell Wilson.
Number one.
Aaron Rodgers.
There you go.
I believe in the Giants.
I have it written down so I know how you feel. Aaron Rodgers, Russell Wilson, Gardner Minshew, Jameis Winston, Joe Flacco. And for anyone just tuning in, this doesn't mean he's not drafting a quarterback or want them to draft a quarterback. It's irrelevant. They clearly need to add a veteran.
Yep.
There's going to be a veteran added. Shane's admitted that for a while. So that's the veteran portion of the quarterback search. Okay. Thank you for letting us know. We appreciate that.
No problem, Mikal Bridges.
What?
Guy's going on vacation and the bench can't get minutes. You have to give your minutes to Sean. The guy's got to give his opinion for what could happen in the next 5 days.
I have no idea.
They're your minutes now. You give your opinion if something happens in the next couple of days. Not Sean. Let this poor guy go on vacation. Yeah, no, you're having him.
He did that for one reason.
Why?
So he controls Sean when he's not here.
Well, that's even worse.
I did it so that you, or I'm sorry, let me rephrase that. I did that so fake Sean can have the information.
No, I don't think
fake
Sean's going to be working over the next couple of days.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
All right, you so it's just me and you, Teak.
Mm-hmm.
No. We don't want Loogie.
Loogie needs a bench. No, we don't need Sean. Sean's on one on vacation.
Yeah,
we don't need more Sean.
What's going on here? When I had the flu, Loogie was tired of being a fake me. He wants to have his own wings.
Yeah. I thought Evan wanted me to get opportunities, except on this show.
Yeah, on the morning show. Don't they
not
have an opening on Friday?
Yeah.
I mean, they go do that. We need fake Sean in our lives for the next 2 days.
We'll see. I'll talk to him.
All right. We'll see.
Watch this. No fake Sean, no Loogie.
I'm just kidding. I wouldn't do that. One other thought about Mikal Bridges going public on Tom Thibodeau in the minutes. Mikal Bridges basically asked Tom Thibodeau, hey, maybe we should play less minutes. Let's give the bench more of an opportunity. I think back to something I asked you about, like, why would Bridges admit this publicly? Like, why does this come
out?
Yeah. And I think our consensus was because he probably did it
privately.
Yep. And Tom Thibodeau did
nothing.
Yep. So now you make it public. And I also think that he's probably not the only player who feels that way.
Hmm.
So he's speaking for others.
Right. It's surprising, though, that he's the guy that they're letting speak for everybody because he's only been there for 6 months or whatever it's been. And there's been other guys that are more the captain that should be saying this.
Well, I think it shows. That's why I give Bridges a lot of credit. He's got a lot of stones to do it because he's going to face backlash from some fans because of who he is and what he hasn't done yet as a New York Knick. But I also think it's a bad sign for the coach. Because
it definitely is.
It shows you that there's a disconnect on the strategy that Tom Thibodeau has.
And it's been the same strategy for years now, and people have complained about it going all the way back to probably Chicago Bulls days. And so he never listened. So what makes you think it's going to change now? But I don't know if we ever have had a player publicly calling out Tom Thibodeau.
No, I don't think so.
I'm trying to think. Certainly not in his Knick tenure. Maybe in Chicago it happened, but I don't remember off the top of my head. And if it got news, it was very short-lived.
I don't know if I want to do this, but I'm going to do it anyway.
Go ahead.
Long-term prediction.
Hmm.
He's not the coach of this team. By the end of... I got to give myself a little bit of a window here, because I think he should survive this offseason. You know, unless something catastrophic happens. That's not a word.
Catastrophic
happens. I guess a rocky start next year could get him in trouble. I'll say this. This year, he's gone before the 26-27 season starts. Yeah, it's too far. Should I go with that one? Or should I say
this
earlier?
This was 24-25.
He has this year and he has next year and then he's gone. Thibs fired before 26-27 season. That feels like a long time from now, but it's really not.
It's two seasons.
There's no way he's coaching this team in 26-27. That's my long-term prediction. I think the end is near.
Hmm.
Maybe the end is nearer than I'm even describing.
Do you believe that, Tommy?
It would take...
Or do you want that?
It would. Let me answer the first question first. It would take Jalen Brunson to say something in order for Tibbs to get fired.
No, it wouldn't.
Yes, it would.
Underachieving. It would take performance.
No, the NBA is, if the star players have to bellyache.
Well, that's one. There's two ways. Obviously, yes, you're right. I mean, a star player complains you're dead. But I also think not going as far as maybe the president thinks you should.
The only way I can even think about this is if I throw caveats on there. And I don't want to throw caveats because that's just playing both sides of the coin. And so... what do I think is going to happen? I think the only way that Tom Thibodeau is not the coach in that 26-27 season is if they continue to get guys hurt and it derails their postseasons. They're fine in the regular season, one of the top teams, whether you're tier one or tier two, it doesn't matter. You're finishing in the top three or four every year in the regular season, but the same thing keeps happening
right
in the postseason, where guys are hurt, either tired, worn down, nagging injury, and they just underperform.
And that has nothing to do with a player or a star player backstabbing. It's just the results. Eventually, the results. You got to have the right results.
And I mean, I think that that's going to happen this year.
Right.
I mean, it's already, the signs are there.
Right.
And I think it's going to happen next year, and he's going to get fired.
Yeah. I think there's a small chance he gets fired at the end of this season. I think the two ways it could happen is obviously get knocked out the first round. I think that would be an unmitigated disaster. Mm-hmm. And I think an uncompetitive, just disaster of a second round against Boston. Right. Not losing to Boston. I think we all admit Boston's better. They're likely to lose a series like that. But I'm talking about just a complete ass whooping.
Yeah, they're probably not good enough to beat Boston at this point.
But if they lost in five and every game was non-competitive outside of the one win, that could be enough. So that's my long-term prediction. Before the beginning of the 26-27 season, Tom Thibodeau is no longer the head coach of the Knicks. I feel bad saying that. I don't want him to get fired. And we all know who his replacement's going to be. That one's obvious. And we don't have to waste our time. You want me to just say it out loud?
The Villanova Knicks.
Let's say, I'll say his name on the count of three. One, two, three. Jay Wright. There you go. Let's go to Rory in the Bronx. How are you, Rory?
What's up, Rory?
Rory!
Guys, thanks for taking my call. Much appreciated.
No problem.
So I wanted to talk about free agency. And, you know, I kind of find it very funny watching Sean beg for Aaron. from all the trolling he has done to us and our Seth fans, it's going to be fun to see him go to Pittsburgh. I think Russell Wilson, you know, making his first stop in Cleveland, I think that's where he's going to end up. And I do think, back to your last caller, I think Jameis is a great option for you guys. You know, I think if Cleveland rolls with Russ, I think they're going to start auctioning off that second pick to anyone who wants a quarterback.
I think that's possible, too, along with Tennessee trading out of one.
Well, Houston, the Cleveland Browns just traded for Kenny Pickett.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Russ was not there in Pittsburgh when Kenny Pickett.
No.
They traded Kenny before.
Correct. They traded Kenny to Philly, and then they signed Russell Wilson, Justin Fields they traded for, yeah.
So I think if you're Russell Wilson, right now what you're thinking is, if I sign with the Cleveland Browns, can I beat out Kenny Pickett? Because that sounds like it's going to be a quarterback competition.
Right.
And it should be, because Kenny Pickett's been a starter in this league. He's much younger than Russell Wilson. I don't know. The success is, obviously, it's in Russell's favor because he won a Super Bowl, but that was whatever it was, 13 years ago, 12 years ago at this point. So if he signs with the Giants, though, he probably is in line to be the starter.
He's in line to be the starter, but the rookie breathing down his neck will have more attached to the coaching staff than Kenny Pickett.
Right, it'll have much more weight.
Yeah, your inevitable benching is more likely with the Giants, but your starting right away is more likely with the Giants.
Yes. But if you end up winning the starting job with the Browns, it's yours all year.
Hey, go win. Go win games. Go you won't win. Lose right. the job. Pete's in Whitestone. Hey, Pete.
Hey, guys. How are you? Love your show.
Thank you, man.
Been on hold for a while. Let me just get my points out, and then you guys can just hash it up.
Go.
And I will want Tiki to answer this objectively, because I know you can, Evan. So we know that we have the de facto head of football operations, Woody Johnson. Okay, there's no escaping that. I want you guys to tell me, number one, what's changed with Aaron Glenn being here instead of Robert Saleh, a total rookie GM, a rookie offensive coordinator. And I want you to tell me how we've not only gone backwards big time from Aaron Rodgers by bringing in Fields, but only even going backwards from Zach Wilson, because neither of them can get the ball out quick and read defenses.
Right.
But the one thing Zach Wilson could do was deliver the ball. He made sick throws. He made sick throws on the run. Now, I know this kid Field is a sick athlete. He's got a great body. He's got great legs. He's tough. He's competitive. But he can't deliver the ball. The game is too fast for him, just like it was too fast for Zach. So I want you guys to objectively tell me, again, with Woody Johnson, the de facto head of football operations looming
at all times. What is going to change here? This circus that Mike Tannenbaum just did with these 50 candidates that he interviewed, what gives this legitimacy or any kind of hope or change from Robert Saleh coming in here with Joe Douglas?
It's a good question.
I want you to honestly tell me.
Right, Pete, it's a very good question. And look, I know Aaron Glenn from his playing days, but I don't know him as Coach Glenn. But I'm just going to make an assumption about him and about what I believe he does for the Jets. So we saw this with the New Orleans Saints with Sean Payton. And with Sean, it was because he was a good coach just intuitively. He grinded at it. He tutelaged under, I'll say Jim Fossil, but it really wasn't. They were kind of growing together. He went to with Bill Parcells down in Dallas, and then when he got a chance to be a head coach, he was so confident in what he knew would work that he wouldn't take crap from anybody. And as a result, that upward mobility changed the Saints organization. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, it's rare that a coach can change an organization. I think Andy Reid has actually done that a little bit in Kansas City, even though they have a good foundation already, historically, going all the way back to those early championship days and you know, Super Bowl 1 and 2 and 3 and 4, things like that. But I think that what Aaron Glenn likely brings here is a football IQ and confidence that Robert Saleh just didn't have, right? He didn't have the presence is the wrong word. I'm trying to think of the right word. He didn't have like the having done it respect to say this is how we're going to do this, right? And it's going to work this way. And I've seen this happen, and it's going to work this way. And a trust from those above him. I think Aaron Glenn brings that to the Jets, and because he's a no nonsense guy, I think we've already heard that a little bit. He's not going to take that crap from Woody.
That's the hope.
Right? He's going
that's
to say,
the hope.
With all due respect, Woody, you're wrong.
I know
right?
what Some, I'm doing.
Somebody needs to tell, you know, management the direction and have a plan and stick to it. Not like waffle. Oh, okay, well, maybe we'll try this. Yeah. Oh, that's good. Let's do this now. Oh, well, how about Aaron Rodgers? Yeah, that's a good way to go. Right? They were all over the place. It was no wonder they weren't successful. And so I think Aaron Glenn gives them a confidence and direction that a lot of teams need, but don't always have.
The first thing that needs to be different is our last caller said very definitively and very confidently, Woody Johnson is the de facto GM boss of the New York Jets. Yeah,
let the people you hired.
If that hasn't changed, we're screwed. So I'll agree with that. Now, I am going to take Woody Johnson at face value. And maybe I'm naive for doing this. Maybe I'll regret forever thinking this. But I'm going to take him at face value when he was embarrassed publicly by the articles written in The Athletic and said in the press conference, I got to look in the mirror and I got to be different, because he better be different.
Right.
He has to be different. So before even attacking this, Woody Johnson can't be what our last caller described. And I'm hoping, starting with the Rodgers decision, that it was Aaron Glenn's decision and Darren Mooji's decision.
It was.
I'm glad to hear you say that, because there are still a lot of people who say it wasn't. Now, I don't know. Now, I wasn't in the room, but I certainly hope it wasn't his decision.
I have heard it was Aaron Glenn's decision.
That's very important.
It might have been also what Woody Johnson wanted, but it was Aaron Glenn's decision.
I don't care what Woody Johnson wanted. All I care about is, did Aaron Glenn and Darren Mooji get what they want?
Yes.
That's what I care about.
The answer is yes.
Okay. That's number one. Woody can't be that guy. If he's that guy, we're going to end up in the same situation 2-3 years from now. Mm. As far as Aaron Glenn's concerned, you know what I found really disrespectful about Aaron Glenn? Assuming that because he's a first-time defensive coordinator, or I'm sorry, a first-time head coach with a defensive background, that he's Robert Saleh. They're not the same person.
Right. I don't think that's what Pete was saying.
No, but people keep saying it like, well, why would you expect this to be different? It's another first-time head coach who was a defensive coordinator. Well, that's factually true. Right. Is Aaron Glenn Robert Saleh? Is Aaron Glenn Todd Bowles?
No.
Is Aaron Glenn Rex Ryan, good or bad?
No.
No. So comparing them strictly based on their job titles and lack of experience is not fair. It's not fair to Aaron Glenn. So That part right there still annoys me. Now, we don't know what Aaron Glenn is. I've got a good early first impression of him, mm-hmm. partially because he was a hell of a player for this team. He understands what it's like to play here, deal with the media.
Right.
I like some of the first things he has said. But honestly, he's got to go out and coach. He's got to go out and, they got to go out and win. They got to win some freaking games. Eventually, that's the bar. All we can judge right now on is what we've heard right. and what we've seen and what we think. The results will be the results. But the one thing that needs to change, and I like to take people at face value until they screw me over and over again, and that is Woody Johnson said, I need to look in the mirror and be different.
Right.
And he better be. Because if he's not, then we're sitting here a few years from now
right, talking
about
conversation.
The exact same thing.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.